Resistance Radio 104.6.
For the people, by the people.
Right, now it's time for something quite special, as we are being joined by Jeff, who has played in Stormtrooper, Chelsea, The Smart, The Merciful, Scream Tribute Band, UK Subs, Nick Turner's Hawkwind, Revenant, Voodoo Raven and Ides of Sedition. Hopefully I haven't missed anything out.
No, you've got it all.
I've got it all. Oh, cool. Anyway, welcome to the show and thanks for braving the weather and joining us today.
Nick, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always a pleasure because we've had a chat before, haven't we?
Yeah, yes.
We first met a couple of years ago at the Ventnor Fringe.
Right, yep.
And I was sent out on a quest to get interviews for the station, and that all went quite well.
Interview in a graveyard.
Yeah, it was. It was quite gothic. We were sat in a graveyard. It was quite it was quite weird. Anyway, so I guess my first question is, for those people that don't know who you are, because obviously some people have heard of these bands, some people don't, you know what I mean? And what inspired you to pick up a musical instrument and start playing? Where did that inspiration come from?
Well, I was 15. It was a very opportune moment. I was in Germany, where I was growing up as a kid there, son of a military family. And I went to see The Who. And The Who played at a place called the Friedrichs Ebert Hall in Ludwigshafen, Germany, which was near Heidelberg, where I grew up. And they were the headline band. Actually, on that bill was also Mark Bolan's first band, which was John's Children.
Oh, wow.
And Germany's top kind of pop rock band at the time called The Lords. Anyhow, seeing The Who in the middle of the fourth row and watching them destroy their equipment and looking at Entwistle, I thought, that's it for me, man. I'm playing bass. That was it.
So your first concert was The Who then?
Pretty much, yeah, because all the other bands were local German bands that would play the teen club on the American military base, or cover bands that, you know, were already working the military bases anyhow, you know?
That's impressive, man.
Yeah, it was very impressive.
So where did you go from there then? Like, do you know what I mean? What was the next step? Like,
well, the next step was we moved back to the States to another military base, and I played in like cover bands there for GIs going to Vietnam, and it was kind of bad to, you know, not a lot of those guys are actually going to their deaths, you know, so.
Mm.
But, you know, that's what, and then I just decided to move to England because it was really difficult to figure out how to make a record, you know? And so my drummer and I came over here from the US to form a band in England, which was Stormtrooper, which is partly based on the Isle of Wight, you know?
Yeah, yeah, because you had a single that was quite controversial at the time, didn't you?
Well, I'm a mess, yeah, but I mean, a lot of people wore the badge. Nobody ever played the record, you know? Papers all reviewed it. It was great to actually be reviewed like that. But anyhow, we sold about 3,000 copies of the record, you know, out of a suitcase.
But 3,000 records for an independent band right, with no backing, that's pretty impressive by anyone's standards.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Still never charted, right?
No, do you know what I mean? Like, because this is before the internet and all this kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People didn't have access to music and things that they do like they do now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a feat in itself. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it was 1975 when the band was going, you know, and in 1977 when punk was really kicked off, Nigel and I decided to put the record out, and we put it out in Solent Records, which is based here on the Isle of Wight.
Okay.
So that was it, you know, we just went and sold it out of a suitcase to Rough Trade and people like that, HMV, Albatross Records. There were all the independents that were around starting up at that time, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, the band kind of imploded really after the first gig. Which is a long story anyhow, and then reformed, and then I joined Chelsea after that, which was the main thing. The second single that Stormtrooper did, I'm on Fire, was never ever released, and I went to Chelsea, and it was recorded as one of the tracks on the album, you know?
Okay, because we're going to cover this in a minute, but you're playing the first Chelsea record as Ides of Sedition soon, aren't you?
Right, we're playing the first two albums, actually. Not all of it, but most of those first two albums, you know, as Ides of Sedition.
Right, okay. Well, should we have some more music then? Should we have some more music and we'll have a chat?
Yeah.
A little bit more of a chat? What do you fancy then, Josh?
I fancy Imagine.
You fancy a bit of John Lennon? Okay, well, this is John Lennon with Imagine, and we'll be back after the break, and we'll be continuing to chat with Jeff. Before the break, we spoke about your influences and your first gigs and, like, what made you pick up a guitar, you know, just to bring people up to speed, do you know what I mean? So you've got a couple of gigs coming up now with Ides of Sedition. Can you tell us a little bit more about the band and what's going to happen with this gig?
Okay, so the Ides of Sedition is basically a concept conceived by Chris Bashford, who was the original drummer in Chelsea. He now plays guitar in Ides of Sedition. And so a couple of years ago, we were trying to get the original band together because all the members of the band were still alive, but it just didn't kind of happen, and then the pandemic happened, and so it just pushed aside.
Yeah, because the pandemic put a lot of things on hold, didn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so Chris suggested that we maybe just go out and do the first two albums, you know, because we were the guys who played on those recordings, and with the view that we would write original music, which is what we plan to do next year, to record an EP. So we were looking for a drummer. We found a guy named Joe Pullinger, who's well known here on the Isle of Wight.
He was or is in ex-directory?
Well, he was an ex-directory, one of the original founder members. I think he played with them for about 14 or 15 years, something like that, you know. And he plays currently in a band called Scarred for Life.
Oh, right, Ian from some strings.
So the main guy in that. Well, Ian is an ex-directory. But anyhow, and then there's an additional person involved in this project, which is her name is Carolinda Booth, and she was formerly a member of the Thompson Twins and Shakespeare's sister. But she also was mainly in the first band called the Monochrome Set. So we did a gig at my kind of birthday bash, which you were at.
I was there. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
And that was the first time we played together, Joe and Chris and I, and we never rehearsed. We just learned the songs and we went on
stage. Rehearsed that set?
We never had rehearsed. No.
That was an amazing set.
Yeah, it was pretty fantastic, you know? I mean, we had a little couple of things, but, you know, but still it was pretty good for...
You always have hiccups when you play live, though. Do you know what I mean? It's part and partial of it.
And so then we had a couple of rehearsals here in the Isle of Wight, just as Joe and Chris and I, and we went and did a festival that Chris had organized called the A New Day Festival in August of this year, which was pretty spectacular, and we went down really, really well. From actually performing to almost an empty field to suddenly we must have had 300 or 400 people just kind of crowded up because they heard the sound, and it went down really well. It was a really, really great experience for us. We were the first band on that particular day. So Idis Edition are now doing it's sort of like a test to do art center. So we're playing a gig this Friday at the Ventnor Arts Club, which is going to be in part Q&A and a very short film that we'll be shown before the Q&A, and then we'll do a performance, about an hour performance or so, of the first selections from the first two Chelsea albums, mostly from the first debut Chelsea album, which Chris and I were members of that particular recording and the band. So, you know, all in all, it's almost maybe 43, 44, 45 years since that's happened. And over the years, we have done various things. You know, 20 years ago, we did the Social Chaos Tour in America, which involved 12 punk bands. So we've still had a connection, you know. So it's, and the thing about playing the songs off the first couple of albums is that there's a kind of a fresh approach to them, you know.
I suppose it's because it's been such a while since you've done anything with the band as a project.
Right.
And you're now coming back in and looking at it with fresh eyes and ears, as it were. Yeah.
And the songs actually they stand upright today. You know, they've lasted the test of time. So they're as relevant today as they were 40 years ago, you know.
Well, that's cool, man.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. You know, the fact that we're going to do an EP in the new year, the songs are really a launching pad for us to get the actual band, Idis Edition, off the ground and out there as a real entity, you know.
So is it something you're going to be touring with eventually then, or is it just
that would be the idea, but we have to get some product out first, and we also have to find, you know, someone who's ready to engage, you know, us in on their tour, you know.
I mean, obviously there's an amount of process that needs to be gone through before you just jump on a tour. You know what I mean?
So this show on Friday night at the Ventnor Arts Club was organized by Kevin Jackman of Rogues of Riot. You know, he put a lot of effort into making this happen for us, so thank him for all that he's done in terms of making this gig actually become a realization, you know.
Okay, so what time does this gig start, and are there tickets available, and if there are tickets, how do we get tickets?
So the Ventnor Arts Club, if anybody's never been there, is a kind of a, you know, it's a very small venue and a theater for showing films, and we have sold about two-thirds of the tickets, and so there are a few tickets still left, and the doors are at 7:30. I think the Q&A starts around 7:45, probably for about a half an hour to 45 minutes, and then we'll play from there on until, I think, just before 10 o'clock.
Okay, so how much are the tickets, and how do we get...
Well, it's a weird thing, because they're... I can't remember the exact number, but it's £13 and some pence, plus the Eventbrite fee for whatever it is.
Oh, like a booking fee or a handling fee.
Yeah, I think it works out to £15 all in total as a round number, you know?
That's not a bad price, man. Do you know what I mean?
So if you're available on a Friday night, come on down, because the Ventnor Arts Club is a really special place to actually experience either live music, especially films, etc., and stuff like that.
Okay, that's grand. Right, so what we're going to do, we're going to take some more music. This one you might know yourself.
Oh, yeah?
You might do. This is Voodoo Raven. And after Voodoo Raven, we'll be back. I'm now going to hand the mic over to my co-host, Josh, who has a couple of questions for Jeff. So away you go, mate.
What's your favourite band you've been in out of all the bands you've played in?
Oh, that's a really hard question there, Josh.
There's been a few, hasn't there?
I probably am going to have to say... That's a really hard question, my friend. That's a really hard... All of them.
All of them.
That's a good answer.
It's like, no, I don't want to diss anybody, man. It's like everybody. Everyone was cool, man.
Was that diplomatic enough? Yeah, they were all great. They were all fantastic experiences, you know?
Well, everything is like where you've played in a like you've played in punk bands, you've played in like where you played in the Hawkwind tribute. Yeah. I mean, you've played in such a multitude of genres. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Every experience is going to be slightly different. You're going to take something positive from everything you do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to help you out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't pin down any one band in particular. They've all been great experiences. You know.
Right. Got any more questions then, Josh?
Would you recommend punk for a new listener?
Yeah, I'd recommend early punk for a new listener, for sure, okay? Because this is a real fact, is that when punk happened, basically, let's say, post-1975, really kicking off in 76, 77, you know, but there were a few bands kicking around that were sort of punkish, like Stormtrooper, the band I had in 75, but we weren't punk, hadn't really happened then, you know? It's just that... when I was living in the States, some kids came into the school where I was working as a video operator, you know, in the instructional class, and they brought in the first Chelsea album, and I thought, wow, these kids are like, you know, basically 30 years younger than I am at the time, and they were really excited about that. And a lot of the punk bands that came after that, the second and third generation wave of punk bands in America, a lot of them were kind of like heavy metal bands that kind of like verged into punk. So there's a lot of really great punk rock that's out there now that's by contemporary artists, but I'd say for someone wanting to listen to the real thing, because one of the things about the punk rock movement is that you could name any single band and every band sounded different, so it didn't become like a generic mold of what punk sounded like. They were all different. There was a wide variety of musical styles from all the punk bands, you know. You could see it from anybody mentioned. You can't say that any one band sounded like another. They were just quite different, you know.
Okay,
well, that's grand, man. Right, so again, just for those people, remind them, when is the gig, what time does it start, and how can we get tickets?
Okay, Isis Edition are performing at the Ventnor Arts Club this Friday, November 25th. Doors are at 7:30. Tickets are about £15 with the service charge, and you can get those on eventbrite.com.
That's grand. Thank you very much for joining us, Jeff.
And if you have any confusion with finding that, you can go to the Ventnor Arts Club, and it's listed on their site there. You could just click on a link
bit
there.
Bit of Google Foo.
You should be able to just go straight
okay,
to it.
Okay, that's cool, man. Thank you very much for joining us, man.
All right, Nick, thank you very much for your support and keeping up the good thing you're doing on the radio station here.
Just trying to do my best, man. Do you know what I mean? So, if hopefully someone out there is listening and they'll come and buy a record or buy a T-shirt or come to the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, thank you very much for coming in, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Vectis Radio 104.6.
For the people, by the people.